It was a real blessing. You know, it's great when you get in the body of Christ because, you know, it's such a special thing to feel the love of God, because love covers a multitude of sins. Amen? It's what binds us together. And it's what Jesus did for us. And we go through a pretty broken world, but when we come face to face with love, it transforms us. And that's what we are, these new creations in Christ. So I wonder if you'd just join me in a prayer. So Father, I pray in the mighty name of Jesus that you lead this teaching, Lord, and that you open our hearts and minds to understand the truths that set us free. Lord, that we would not hold back, and we pray, Lord, you just break through any resistance we have to allow your word to just come right deep inside us. And we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. You know, it was great to see the Lord moving. And it's so wonderful because you didn't come to see George and Lane, but Jesus Christ. Amen. We were come to see and be touched by the living God because he's got so much more for us than we can ask or imagine, and so much power that he's just yearning to give and to set the captives free. And when the Spirit of the Lord moves, things happen. And we're never the same. As we've heard some of these testimonies, what's happened is happened in the heavenlies as well. And basically, new things are going. And even though learning about God is exciting, it reaches a new dimension when the signs and wonders of God appear. Amen? And that's basically what Jesus said. You know, there's a passage where he met with Philip. And you'll find this in John 14. And Philip come up to him and he says, "Show us the Father and we'll be satisfied." And Jesus said, "Don't you know me, Philip, even after I've been among you for such a long time? Anyone who has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, 'Show us the Father'? Don't you believe that I am in the Father and the Father is in me? The words I say to you are not just my own. Rather, is the Father living in me who is doing his work. Believe me when I say I'm in the Father and the Father is in me. Or at least believe in the evidence of the miracles themselves." Amen? Believe in the signs and wonders. And the Apostle Paul said the same thing when he talked to the church in Corinth in 1 Corinthians 2. "My message and my preaching were not with wise and persuasive words, but with a demonstration of the Spirit's power, so your faith may not rest on men's wisdom, but on God's power." Amen? It is that transformation when the Holy Spirit starts moving in power, things happen, and they're never the same. We enter into the spiritual realm and experience happenings that are beyond the natural. They're supernatural. And this power is given to each of us when we receive Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. We receive his Holy Spirit. And we've got enormous infilling of power. And now I want to share with you that what Jesus said about it. Because basically, he's told us that the Holy Spirit is like living water. And it's interesting about living water because the Hebrew understanding of living water was that it was water coming directly from God, like rain or springs. It was called mayim kayim. It was rather than water which was carried by human hands or stored in cisterns. And it was able to give life. It wasn't stagnant. It was refreshing. And it wasn't undrinkable like salt water or water from the Dead Sea, which gave death. So the Israelites celebrated living water. And they were celebrating God. And they had special spiritual significance because they would meet once a year at Feast of Tabernacles. And on that feast, what they did was the priest for 7 days would go down and draw water from the Pool of Siloam. Now, you remember the Pool of Siloam, that was where the deaf man got his hearing. And anyway, they would take that water and they'd take it back to the temple and they'd pour the water into a bowl that drained into a bronze altar up in the temple in Jerusalem. And the waters of the pool of Siloam had been used to anoint the kings of the house of David, because that water, that pool, came from a spring outside the city gates called Gihon. And that's where they anointed Solomon. They anointed the kings of Israel with that water. And that water was very precious because it denoted the power of God, and that water would come down into this pool. And of course, we knew in Jesus' time, they used to go there and wait for the angel to hover over that water because they knew it had spiritual power. And it had prophetic significance, because the Lord began to speak through his prophets, and he spoke through Isaiah 44:3, and he said, "I'll pour water on the thirsty land and streams on the dry ground. I'll pour out my spirit on your offspring and my blessings on your descendants." And so this was very special, and the prophet Joel also said that when he started saying, "I will pour out my spirit. I will pour it out. I'll pour out my spirit on all people. Your sons and daughters will prophesy. Your old men will dream dreams. Your young men will see visions. And even on my servants, both men and women, I'll pour out my spirit on those days." And God was talking about pouring out something, pouring out this living water, this power. So in the Feast of Tabernacles, this ceremony was very significant in the pouring out of the Holy Spirit of God. Amen? They poured out the Holy Spirit of God. And so they would go down to that pool of Siloam, and they began to see it as the well of salvation. And that was recorded through the prophet Isaiah. "Surely God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid. The Lord is my strength and my song. He has become my salvation. With joy, you will draw water from the wells of salvation." And you see, that was what was going on for hundreds of years before Jesus. And so Jesus, on the last day of that feast, the seventh day, he went up and he stood in the temple. And he said to them, "If anyone is thirsty, let him come to me and drink. Whoever believes in me, as the scripture has said, streams of living water will flow from him." And it says further that by this, Jesus meant the Spirit, whom those who believed in him were later to receive, you and I. Up to that time, the Spirit had not been given, since Jesus had not yet been glorified. And so the Lord was saying, "Listen, something dramatic's going to happen. Because basically, when you receive Jesus, the power of God is going to come into you. And he's going to fill you up and anoint you with the power of the Holy Spirit. The living water is going to come into you." And so that would manifest itself in you and I. It would be the power of God, because God was saying, "All my springs are going to be in you. There's going to be a source of living water in you that's never going to run dry. It's going to keep pouring and pouring like the spring of Gihon. And it's going to come out and it's going to bring watering to the dry ground, to the land, to the country, to the people that are in need and thirsty and dry. And that's going to be coming out of us, that living water of God, the spiritual power of God, the supernatural power is going to be flowing out of us." And that power was recorded, we're told, in 1 Corinthians 12. You can read about it. It was supernatural power to bring healing. There were gifts of healing. There were gifts of knowledge. There were gifts of wisdom, prophetic gifts. Gifts of speaking in different languages, including that of angels, tongues. There was going to be discerning of spirits and faith. And so this would be coming out of us as living water to be given to those who needed it. To the broken, to the lonely, to the afraid, to the crippled, and to those that were rejected by society. And God was saying, I've given you the power to heal them. I am going to pour out of you my people. Not just special people, all his people. Young and old, men and women, children. Yes, even children. They don't have a junior Holy Spirit. Amen? Amen. They have the power of God. So the power of God, God's saying, listen, I'm going to give you these gifts. And that basically, these gifts are for a reason. And this is the reason. Each one should use whatever gift he has received to serve others, faithfully administering God's grace in various forms. If anyone speaks, he should do it as if speaking the very words of God. If anyone serves, he should do it with the strength God provides, so that in all things God may be praised through Jesus Christ. To him be the glory and the power forever and ever. That's in Peter's first letter, chapter 4. The purpose of these gifts, the power of the Holy Spirit, was to equip the people of God, you and I, as his royal priests. And it wasn't for us, but it was to take the gifts to the people who needed them. The people that are living rough, who've been brokenhearted. You heard some of Tim Fletcher's stuff, the complex trauma that occurs in all our lives. To some degree, we need the healing power of God, amen? And God has given us it inside to give it on the outside. You have it inside. You know, God changed us on the inside so that we could give out on the outside. He's changing you from the inside out, not the other way around. So it's a very special thing to realize that we've got these mighty powers of God, that it was used for equipping. So when we come together, this is not the place of ministry. The place of ministry is out on the streets. Amen? We're coming together to equip and encourage each other to go out there and do the stuff. This is not the focal point. This is a gathering for us to build each other up, to go out and take the power of God into the world. A world that's increasingly without hope, that their only hope is in men. And if you think you can put your hope in politicians, forget it. I haven't found any wise men come from the East at all. So basically, we've got to realize that we are really have our hope and our eyes up. The Lord said, because of the evil in those days, the love of many will grow cold. But he said, look up, your redemption draweth nigh. Look up, not at the problems of the world. We've got the solution. We don't have to look at the problems, but we will bring the fresh water to the thirsty. Amen? We'll bring that. And basically, that's what he said. And he said this, these gifts, it was he who gave some to be apostles, some to be prophets, some to be evangelists, some to be pastors, some to be teachers, to prepare God's people for works of service so that the body of Christ may be built up until we all reach unity in the faith and the knowledge of the Son of God and become mature, attaining to the whole measure of the fullness of Christ. That's in Ephesians 4. So when we move in the Spirit of God, we're letting the river flow. And we're letting the power come out so that there is hope for the hopeless and healing for the injured. For there's salvation and deliverance. That's what the Lord wants us to do. To give this out. To take what he's given us and to pour out. This is what transforms the world. This is what the apostles did. That's why they said they didn't just come with the words. They came with the signs and wonders and the miraculous power of God. And people said, wow, that's great. Why should I go to an ESP fair to get healed? Why do I have to look at horoscopes and that to find out the future, or a Chinese fortune cookie? He's saying, listen, we have it all. We have the mighty gifts of God, the power of God, to give out and to raise up and to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ, the good news, throughout the world. And we become quiet. Because sadly, if the river, if the springs of God, if the living water of God is in us, what stops it coming out of us? There's the opening. It's got to come out of us to do something. Amen? So if we've got the living water inside of us, it's got to come out of us. So then what is putting the block to the flow of the power of God out of us? Well, I want to take you back to an interesting passage the Lord showed me. It's back in the book of Genesis, chapter 26. And it's about wells. And it says, Isaac planted crops in that land, and the same year reaped 100-fold because the Lord blessed him. And the man became rich, and his wealth continued to grow until he became very wealthy. He had so many flocks and herds and servants in the Philistines that the Philistines envied him. So all the wells that his father's servant had dug in the time of his father Abraham, the Philistines stopped up, filling them with dirt. So all these springs that were giving life were plugged up, and they couldn't get the water. And it says, then Abimelech said to Isaac, move away from us, you become too powerful. So Isaac moved away from there, encamped in the valley of Gerar, and settled there. And Isaac reopened all the wells that had been dug in the time of his father Abraham, which the Philistines had stopped up after Abraham died, and he gave them the same names his father had given them. You see, sadly, the brokenness of life have stopped up our wells. Amen? The things we were dealing with through this weekend, the injuries, the old tapes, the lies of Satan, have blocked us moving in freedom. They blocked up and choked off, so bit by bit, the flow of the Holy Spirit out of us have become less and less. So there's been less and less to give watering of the dry land and to make things bloom in the desert of this world. Because we, as the children of God, have allowed the enemy to stop up our wells. The spring is still there. The flow of God is still there. There's nothing wrong in that area. But it's up to us to let the river flow. Amen? We've got to let the river flow. We've got to be willing to go out and reach out with the power of God. Because if people realize that the church has the answers and the power, they're not going to go elsewhere. The only reason they're going elsewhere is because they don't feel they can get it from the church. God wants us to move in the authority and the power that he's been given us. He's given us all we need, dear friends. He's given us inside, and now we've got to give it out. He's given us that empowering, but we get hurt. And as we get hurt, we withdraw. And that's what we've been learning about. Although we're a new creation in Christ, although we've been are totally encased in the love of the Father, we don't feel like it. And for a bit, one thing or another, we hold back. And we began to withdraw. And we get attacked by the enemy, and then we get isolated. And we withdraw. We don't even come to fellowship anymore. And the enemy starts feeding lies of dissent and discord and division. And the unity gets broken. Because the enemy knows it's only when the brothers and sisters come as one that the anointing oil flows and the river starts flowing. And the river is coming from within you. the living waters. And so the Lord wants us to release the blockages that have stopped the river of life flowing. So if you're not feeling that you have life and life abundantly, that you're only coping, then there's something blocking the river of life coming from you. And that's basically what we were doing through the weekend. We were asking the Holy Spirit, Lord, what is it that's happened? Why? Why aren't we expressing that freedom and the power of God to come out of us? What is it that's holding us back? Is it fear? Is it fear of criticism? Is it bad experiences? Is it abuse? And so on. There's so many. We don't even know all the reasons, but Holy Spirit does know, and He reveals it because He wants us free. And that's why the Lord said, the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is freedom. And we who all with unveiled faces are being transformed from one degree of glory to another by the Spirit into the likeness of Jesus Christ. And so as we allow that more and more, just like Jesus did, every place He encountered, there was transformations. Do you notice that? You read your Bible. There wasn't one place He walked. And, you know, when Elaine and I were in Israel, the one thing that struck me was it was all outside. It was like walking around dusty trails, up on a hillside, feeding the multitudes, wherever He was. The majority of His ministry was out in Gabrielle Island. It wasn't in the buildings. It was outside. And He was bringing the living water to the people who needed it. They needed to hear the good news. They needed to know that there was a God in heaven who loved them and was going to keep them safe and protect them eternally with eternal life. And so I feel, you know, that we as a family of God have to appreciate this isn't just for some special people, but it's for every single one of us. Because the ministry might go on when you're having a cup of coffee with a lonely pensioner. And you can bring gifts of healing and comfort. It may be with someone that is really down and out and hopeless and don't see any future. And you can give them hope for the future and a reason for living. And I'm so blessed to hear, Tom, your testimony as you guys have come around. That's giving out the living water. That's the spiritual power of God that we need to give out. That's what it's for. It's not for getting a personal buzz, like sticking your finger in an electric socket. Yes, we get blessed by it. I know all of us, and can speak for our team, which was wonderful to come up, but we were blessed too. And you know what? God keeps showing us new things. We never arrive. I'm so glad about that. I would hate to think I would live because it would be boring, the rest of it. There's always something new coming out. There's always newness coming out. And you know what? It doesn't matter of your earthly age. You know what? Your spirit just as young as ever. Amen? You're alive in the Spirit. And same with the little ones. Children alive in the Spirit. You'd be amazed how they can give out the living water. And they can pray for healing, and things happen. So I just really want to encourage us. I think the Lord really did a marvelous work here in fellowship through the weekend. But it all came because you were willing to take down the guards. You were willing to open your mouths. You were willing to allow the Lord to take the stones out that the enemy had put in through the abuses, through the long trail of life, through the drifting into the occult or whatever happened, you allowed Him to take them out. And you notice, as we heard from the testimonies, isn't it a joy when you start seeing the new horizons, the new country? And it's not going to stop. I've got even better news. It's going to keep going. And you're going to keep growing. Because as now the Holy Spirit's revealed to you, you know that you can keep going back to Him and say, now, Lord, what's behind this? So whenever you encounter an issue and a problem in your life, ask the Lord, what's behind this, Lord? Why am I acting this way? And you know what? He'll start revealing it. Then you can take it to the Lord, get a couple of friends, say, I'd like to pray through this. I realize I got a picture or a vision or I got a memory or I got something, and I can take it to the Lord. So you don't have to wait for someone to come back. You can go directly to the Lord. And that was always been our prayer, is the equipping is to equip you to go to the source always. And know he's got all the answers. And he will release you and deliver you. And it's a wonderful journey. You know, it's something that we've been finding through our life. And I really pray for all of us, and particularly for our dear friends, all you guys at Gabriola Fellowship Church. This is a new day. It's a new dawn. The church is on the march, not hunkered down in defensive mode. We are to be offensive, not defensive. The sword of the Spirit is an offensive weapon. The enemy might use the sword of the Spirit, but we got the shield of faith and he doesn't. So if you're fighting someone with just a sword and you got a sword and shield, guess who's going to win? But that's just an aside. But the thing is, we've got to start moving and bring the power of God to a broken world. Amen? That's what the Lord wants us to do. So I'm just going to pray for you now that you just be stirred up to start going with that and start allowing the gifts of God to start coming out of you. And they're not for you. They're for whoever you're going to give them to. They're going to be the person who needs healing. They're going to be for the person who needs comfort. They're going to need for the person who's stuck in addictions and need to have them broken. Break the monkey off the back, because that's a demon. And you have the authority over that. And you can do that. And so you start using those same insights we pray that we've shared with you yourself and start breaking free. And you'll see more and more as you keep moving with the Lord, you'll find that he reveals even more to you. And you're starting to move. Don't forget, when Joshua went into the promised land, he had to fight. He knew the solution. The Lord wants us to move and keep moving forward and let the living water flow. So I'm just going to pray that the Lord will just bless each of us to lay down all remaining guards and get the dams out of the water. No more dams. Open them up. Break them free. And let the river flow. So, Father, we pray in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord. We thank you for the wonderful gift of grace you've given to each of us. Now, Lord, for each of us today, we acknowledge and pray, Lord, that we are willing to let you remove the blocks in our life that have prevented the river flowing. Come, Holy Spirit, upon us and just release those blockages. Anything that's restricting your flow through us, whether it's bad doctrine or bad teaching or fear, just remove them now. I just feel the Holy Spirit's moving on you right now and taking those things from you. Lord, just come in a fresh awakening. And Holy Spirit, now we pray you just move and refresh each of us. Wash away the tiredness, the burdens, the doubts, and the fears. Come upon us in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. You know, bless you guys. You know, you'll find as you keep walking that way and say yes, God won't take you to where you're not ready to go. There's no condemnation for those in Christ. But the more you're willing to go, the more he's going to give you. But he's going to be at a pace that you can deal with. So be gentle with yourself. And you'll find when you look back, you've come a long way. And that's the exciting thing.